You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Now, Brenda, talk to me about this pig syndicate. What's going on in the world of pigs?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of discussion about pigs on the show, particularly rearing urban pigs. Can it be done? What's involved? How will the neighbours feel? Well, anyway, I was in Balbriggan in Dublin, County Dublin, that is, where they have an allotment there and they have the first free-range herd of pigs owned by a syndicate in Ireland. It sounds like the pigs are going to go racing or something, that they're purebred pigs. But anyway, I met this amazing woman. Mm-hmm. She's called Katrina Redmond and she's chair of the Balbriggan Community Allotment Association. And I wanted to find out more about the whole syndicate and rearing pigs on an allotment. What's it all about? So anyway, I went out to talk to her about that and it was all going to be very interesting. But we ended up talking about so much more. We ended up talking about what's the difference between a top PA, a personal assistant, and a regular personal assistant, what it's like to be made redundant and how you survive, and how she survived about growing your own food. We talked about everything, as well as the pigs. So this is myself, Katrina. You can find out about this. It's the first free-range herd of pigs owned by a syndicate in Ireland. Why are they doing it? What's involved? But first, I said to Katrina, tell us about your allotment here. It's in Balbriggan. It's just on the old Drogheda Road, about a mile outside Balbriggan town, mm-hmm. as you're heading towards Drogheda. You can't miss it. It was a nice day, a little bit of sunshine. She had her two little boys, Owen and Finn, with her as well. And we had a nice old chat about, as I said, everything, starting off with the allotment.
The allotments are the Balbriggan allotments. We have just over 200 allotments here. They're funded by the Fingal Leader Partnership and we're renting land from Fingal County Council. And they're run by a community committee, so it's run by the community.
Tell me a little bit about yourself before we go in and see the pigs. Are you somebody from a farming background?
No. I grew up in Malahide and yeah. contrary to popular belief, we grew our own food where I grew up. I'm not from a particularly well-off background, although I did very well as I grew up. And then as I started to work, we bought out here in Balbriggan. I used to be a PA. I used to work in the property industry. And when I was made redundant, we started looking at how we could save money, and growing our own food was the way to save money.
So you were PA to a property developer, is that what you're saying?
I worked for an estate agent, and a okay. commercial estate agent. In 2008, I was Irish PA of the Year.
Tell me some of the things you do as a top-level PA as opposed to a regular PA.
It's top-level toddler. I mean, you know, you're taking care of a 40, 50-year-old person to the same level as a toddler. And the only difference between minding kids and minding adults is when you go home at the end of the day, you can go to bed and there's nobody calling you in the middle of the night. I mean, from a business point of view, yeah, you know, you're doing everything they need, whatever they need is done.
That didn't last long.
No. When I returned from maternity leave after my first child was born, I was made redundant. I was lucky to hold on to my job for that long. And our income took a huge dip. We lost.
How much?
About 70% of our income. And the longer it went on after I was made redundant, the harder I found it to find a job that would fit in around childcare. Top level PAs tend to work 16-hour weeks. So we realised that we would have to stay at home. And that was when we started growing our own food. When I was working, I mean, I wouldn't have thought anything about 200, 300 pounds or euro on our food every week. You know, whatever we needed, I just went and I bought it. I didn't think twice about it. Now everything has to be organised. I really have to know what we're spending. It's still difficult. I mean, 4 years on, it's been just over 4 years since I was made redundant. I still find it difficult. It is very, very hard.
How have you managed? What have you done?
Well, we started growing our own food.
In your back garden or in the allotment?
We started off in our back garden, then we got an allotment.
And what were you growing?
Whatever we eat. I mean, spuds, cabbage, peas, carrots, onions, herbs, everything that we ate, we grow.
Has this been a total mindset change for you?
It's been big. It's been absolutely huge. Becoming redundant, I hate that word. Yeah. Redundant, it just makes you feel like you're not wanted, you're not needed anymore. So I've now put myself in a position where I am wanted and I'm needed by my family. So that's how we make the most out of it.
We're very interested in this whole concept of having your own pig.
Yeah. Okay. So the idea of having our own pigs, we don't actually have our own pigs. We have a portion of a pig. So it's the first time in Ireland that an allotment scheme have come together to take care of a group of pigs in syndicate. We will take care of them. We'll take turns in feeding them, giving them water, keeping an eye on them, checking how healthy they are. They're free range, which is fantastic. The majority of pigs and pork that you would get in Ireland aren't free range. They're, I suppose, in a way, compared to battery hens, they're reared in very, very close quarters. It's not good for them. Here, we're just about about to go into the pen, which is just about an acre. We've got control over what they eat, and they're a particular type of breed which are suited to being free range outside.
Which is what breed?
Tamworths. So typically the type of pigs that you would have, they'd be pink, they're known as Landrace, they're quite pale, they can get sunburned when they're out and about.
Yeah.
These are Tamworths, so you'll see now in a few minutes they're orange, they're quite wiry, they've got thick hair, and they can stay warm when it's quite cold outside.
Right, well let's go and meet this pig. How right. many pigs are there?
There are 5 pigs, so there's 10 members in the syndicate, so give or take we'll each take about a half a pig home when they reach ready time for slaughter.
Okay, so. And you'll have loads of meat then.
Yeah.
To go with your peas.
Yeah, we should feed our family, you know, well, you're not going to be eating pork every day, but you should be able to feed the family for about 4 months.
Let's get into the pen.
So
we'll just open the gate.
So there's an electric wire there. It's powered by a solar panel because we don't have power here in the allotment scheme. So everything is sustainable, et cetera, et cetera. So take a step over the wire. Be careful now. Don't touch it because you will get a nasty shock. It's designed to stop the pigs from turning into wild boars.
Okay, right. It's been raining, so the ground's a bit squelchy. Squelchy, squelchy,
squelchy. Yeah. So watch your feet.
Yeah.
So this is our urban arc. I guess it looks about, well, it looks like a big barrel cut in half with a door in the side. And yeah. It's got crinkly tin on the side of it. So it makes, I'd say it's quite noisy in there when it rains.
This is your, and they're in there. Can I just
yes,
look at the pigs? Oh, they're all together inside. How old are they?
They're give or take between 11 and 12 weeks old. These pigs, there's 5 of them there. Not one of them has names because they are for the table.
So much did you all invest into this project?
So each syndicate holder has invested €140 into the project. Now, that means that technically each pig has a nominal price of €280 to get it to slaughter. I expect that at the end that we will be giving money back to the syndicate holders along with their package of pork.
So how much money do you think your pig will save you then in terms of meat on the table?
Gosh, it's really hard to put a price on because it depends on the weight at the end.
Yeah.
But I expect that it's going to save me about €250.
We have our feeding troughs here. We have what, cabbage and lettuce and...
Yeah, we have cabbage and cauliflower. We have, I think there could be one or two bits of fruit that they tend to root out what they yeah. like. I'm just feeding them. Actually, here they come out.
Here they come, hooray. Oh, I'm a bit scared now. They heard the noise.
Okay, so bear in
God, they're lovely and orange.
Yeah, so bear in mind that they're...
Will we stand out of the way of the food and let them at it?
They're fine, they'll come at it. Just keep your legs close together because they will kind of burrow in. They'll find a way through. So if they're a little bit bigger, they might knock you over for trying to get to the food or the water. He's just coming over to see the food.
You're not getting emotionally attached to these pigs, are you, Katrina?
No, they're food.
Really? Now, you're looking at that and seeing a big rasher.
Yes, I am, and a Christmas ham. But truthfully, the biggest emotional attachment I have is what they represent. They represent a community coming together to grow food together, to work together, and growing communities is what we're all about here. So that's what's making me emotional about them, not the fact that they are beautiful animals and that they're going to end up on the table.
So how much do you have to mind them?
Very little. Pigs are really social animals, so you can see they're kind of gathering together, and when they're in the ark, they're keeping together for warmth. You never take a pig on their own. They love being together with other people. So really, we technically don't have to get in the pen with them at all. They're probably better off not having contact with people. I mean, we're really looking forward to getting together come August, having a roast or having a barbecue, sharing the food and celebrating. And that's what's so important to us around here.
So there you go. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's Katrina Redmond, who's chair of the Balbriggan Community Allotment Association. And come September, she will have half a pig. Along with 9 other people, they'll all get half a pig each. And that should keep her going to Christmas. She should save about €250 between investing €140 in it. And it's a fantastic idea. And Katrina is just one of these people that you walk away from and you go, oh my God, she's amazing. She's feeding her family. She's growing out the back garden, a small back garden, small front garden. She's growing her herbs and she's a little bit of an allotment. She's feeding them. And she's got lovely kids, and it was just a real pleasure to meet her, and the best of luck to everybody out in Balbriggan in County Dublin with the very first free-range herd of pigs owned by a syndicate in Ireland.
Very good.